here's a story from The World.
Legal history was made last week. A federal court in the Netherlands ruled that the oil and gas company Shell failed to respect human rights by contributing to global warming. We look at what precedent the decision sets for future court cases litigating climate change this week on The Big Fix.
Change is coming.
Can we turn this around?
We have no other option.
What we do now will profoundly affect the next few thousand years.
Joanna Setzer is a climate litigation expert at the London School of Economics. So, Joanna, last week's verdict would essentially force Shell to sell less oil and gas. What is the significance of the verdict as you see it? How big of a deal is it?
Well, this is really a big deal. It was a lawsuit filed by Dutch NGO and 17,000 individuals who are supporting the case. And the court concluded that Shell has to reduce their CO2 emissions by 45% at the end of 2030. That really means changes to their whole corporate policy. This is the first time that a company is told to reduce their emissions by a court.
How do you think those activists will use the precedent this Dutch ruling sets in future court cases?
So if we compare to the other case that was brought also in the Netherlands, but against the government, asking the government to step up their ambition and to have more stringent reduction targets. So that case was brought by an NGO, Dutch NGO called Urgenda. What happened was that a number of other organizations started thinking how they could reproduce the case in their own jurisdictions. So you see Urgenda type cases in South Korea, in Brazil, in Germany, Switzerland, Canada, literally lawyers studying the case and filing similar cases in different countries. So if you imagine something similar, we could imagine how this case and the decision would travel to other jurisdictions.
Yeah, and we don't have to imagine too hard. On top of last week's case against Shell, in May, a group of young people in Germany successfully sued the federal government there over its climate plan. Also this week, a group of Australian youth stopped a coal plant from opening. There are other examples in Portugal and Ireland, other places. Can you talk about the increase in climate lawsuits recently?
Since 2015, precisely since the Urgenda case, the number of cases of climate litigation in the world has increased significantly. I'm talking about these high-profile strategic cases that have a clear target either against the government or against corporations and that aim to drive ambition or to show society who are the actors that are mostly responsible for the problem and also for the solution. So it is courts, it's lawsuits being used not just to resolve individual problems, but to create a case that is going to send a message.
There were a lot of lawsuits that came to the courts following the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement. Can you help us understand what the agreement did to open up all these legal challenges to governments, energy companies, other big business? I mean, were these lawsuits and plaintiffs inspired by the agreement, or did the agreement actually have avenues built in for legal challenges if a COP was not abided by?
On the one hand, you would think that having the Paris Agreement would have meant less litigation. You would think, well, it took so long for the international community to agree on an international agreement. We have thousands of laws and policies in literally every country in the world addressing climate change. But what happened was that many started noticing that the international commitments made by heads of state and even national legislation was just in paper, that those commitments were not being translated into action on the ground. And this is really where litigation comes in. It comes in this huge question mark that we are left when we see that all those commitments are inconsistent with action.
So to wrap up, Joanna, how do you see climate litigation fitting into the bigger picture of climate change solutions? What do you see as its limitations, but also its potential?
It does have a very important role to play. I also see litigation as a last resource. When you file a case, you have cost, you have a lot of uncertainty, and it will take time. And we don't have time, and we also can't afford the risk of having unsuccessful cases one after the other. But litigation brings the weight of accountability. It brings also the expectation from the population who is tired of promises that are not delivered. But we cannot rely on litigation to solve the climate crisis.
Joanna Setzer is a climate litigation expert at the London School of Economics. Joanna, thank you for coming on the show to discuss this.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Learn more about climate litigation and other ways people around the world are finding solutions to climate change. That's all on our website, theworld.org/bigfix.